Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Bellinay. I'm addicted to being absolutely fabulous. I don't have a job because I'm too fly for that shit. What's your excuse? Starting up trouble.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. You know, it's Motivated Monday. And you are live with the one and only Nikki Rich. I want everybody to call in tonight. We got a special treat for you. We have the music expert in the building, Paul Porter. So you definitely want to talk to him and call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. 5749 and press that 1. And also, I want to let everybody know that we are based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, it's the week of the DNC. We got the DNC here. So shout out to everybody that's in town for that. All I can say is if you're out there and you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, go ahead and vote. It's important. We need you to vote this year. We need you to vote next year and the year after and the year after and the year after. And it's very important out there. We all have a voice, so let's use it. On another note, I'm excited about our guest tonight. We're excited to be talking with him. And I want to let everybody know that you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website where we display our guests. We also have featured artists on there, as well as all the information that you might need to know about the Nikki Rich Show in case you want to be a part of the hottest radio station. And I want to also let you know that we are on iTunes. So if you want to listen to the show after the show, you can find us on iTunes by typing in the Nikki Rich Show. And you can go there as well. And we also syndicated on 98.2 The Beat LA. And you can find us on College Underground Radio. These are avenues that we allow artists, entrepreneurs, athletes, actors, and so forth to come on and display their music and their projects in order to be heard. And you never know what opportunity is out there and what lies ahead of you once you come on to the Nikki Rich Show. Well, we see our guest is in the building. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play a little music, and we're going to get back to our next guest. So, y'all, keep it locked. It is the Nikki Rich Show, and right now we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to move to our guest for tonight. And anybody out there that's listening in right now, all you got to do is dial 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest tonight. And tell your friends, tell your family that the Nikki Rich Show is on, and we have the music expert in the building. And I just want to tell you, you know, we also have the chat room open. We're live tonight. We got it open. It's Motivated Mondays, and we have the chat room open. And, you know, we're going to get it in tonight. And he has a lot of knowledge and information for us tonight on the industry, because I feel that it was very important for us to bring on our guest tonight, because the artists out there, you need to get it. You need to know who is out here as well, working and just out here just making it happen. It's so important. It's so important. And I also want to let you know that we do have 2 lines in case it get a little tied up. I know sometimes we can get tied up where some may can't get through. So we do have 2 lines available, and I will be letting you know that as well if it doesn't get too tied up. But also, just so you know, we have 100,000 listeners as well. So thank you guys for your support of the Nikki Rich Show. And we're going to get into some quick and hot new music, and we're going to get to our guest for tonight. So y'all just stay tuned to the hottest radio station. It is the Nikki Rich Show.
One look turns me into your obsession. I program in your love, breathe in all your affection. Inject me one more time. Wanna see the Russian sign all up on me, baby.
Or a lot of times, you know, the capital to get things off the ground. And that's some of the things that I discuss, you know, on your show or wherever I go or whatever I do or some of the folks I work with, and try to give that information out, you know, from tweeting or on the website 24/7.
And, you know, the music industry has changed. It has really changed. And now, how do you see it now from the time, you know, when, as you have worked in,
well,
with individual artists and everybody just in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole different game. Before, you know, the record industry did everything. They found you off the street. You could be talented. Like, there are plenty of talented people listening to your show. And they would develop you, they would nurture you, they would put the money into you, they would find you. But today's music industry is a lot more streamlined, a lot less vision. They want you to do everything on your own. They want you to set up, you know, your fan base. They want you to, you know, have the right music. They want to control you in 360 deals. Now it's a different era, too, where you got to be a performer to go on the road, because people aren't selling units like they used to. You know, you can go back to just like 2007 and see the difference. I study stats and numbers. You know, there's a chart section, and, you know, I've been studying numbers since the early 90s when, you know, BDS and airplay spin and sales, and this, you just have to learn there's more ways to make money than one selling records now. There's licensing and branding and vision and stuff like that, and folks have to be creative. But most of all, folks got to have a plan, and they got to get connected. Their circles are so small and so local, they think they're stars in their own mind, and they think they just can tweet it out there and say, yo, check this out. But it doesn't happen like that. It just doesn't happen like that. Everybody's got a mixtape. Everybody's on Dat Piff. You know, when you travel in, you know, a crowded lane in traffic, expect your ride to be slow. So, you know, you got to make moves now and use your brain and try to use this whole global world to see where you're going to expand.
And I'm glad that you said that, because you have a lot of artists. I mean, they really think that just being on Dat Piff is like a gold mine. It's like, oh, I got 50,000 or 60,000 downloads. I'm doing it.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Has that put any money in your pocket? When you go to a label, or if you have your own label, well, how are you going to make that, turn that into revenue, turn that into a net? And that's what nobody does. You know, they give you YouTube hits and blah, 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 but nobody knows how to convert it into capital. And if you're in the music business, if you're not making or losing money, it's really a hobby, you know. And this, because you got Pro Tools and a Mac and your boy got a studio, which is really somebody's room or a garage in a basement somewhere, I mean, it's just the business side is what nobody knows. People know how to make music, but people don't know business, and they don't understand, you know, radio and some of the commercial things that cost strict money to get on, you know. And they don't even understand social media now and working shows like yours and getting to meet people and how to build relationships. Even through social media, you can't tweet your way through relationships.
No.
You got to build them in different ways and call and talk to people and exchange. It might be first on Twitter, and then eventually, you know, you can connect with people and, you know, build your fan base and, more importantly, your connections and knowledge.
And that is the truth. And how I feel about the Dat Piff thing is, to me, okay, as an artist, you need to know what you're tracking, where your music being played at, where you're being heard at. That's important. You know, if you got all these downloads, okay, tell me where they're being heard at. Can you track that?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Nobody knows that side of the story. I tell a lot, look, let's be real. Most folks that are in the music game don't have any money. You know, they don't have things to market. And there's sometimes simple things that artists can do to at least get a base. There's a service called New Music Server, New Music Server out of Houston that services a lot of the radio stations, mix show jocks across the country and around the world. I think they charge, a guy named Mike Newman charges like $500. Well, he lets you track and see what stations download your record or what shows or what DJs and who downloads it and who plays it, and you can get a tracking sheet on it. Well, that's a way that somebody can build a relationship. You might get, you know, 3 ads out of 5,000 people, but that's how I tell some people to start if you don't have the money or the patience. But most of the time, it's better to get a plan and be patient and then be ready than rush into something. Then you get tired of your music and 99.9% of the world has never heard of you or know who you are. So that song you made 3 years ago, if it's in pocket today, you forgot about it already. So there's a bunch, and people don't use video enough. Everybody has music, but they don't have visuals. They got videos that, you know, that look like warmed up doo-doo, and they think they're hot. You know, it's scary what people think, you know, and they don't do enough research. And this is a job of research, finding out who the best person is for the best dollar that's going to go inside your budget. And that's what I try to help people with, too.
It's important. It's important. And speaking of budget, just having a budget in general, you got to have a plan. A plan. And along with that plan is having a budget. You got to include that in the plan.
Look, if you don't have a good lawyer and you don't want to pay a real retainer to an entertainment lawyer or somebody that does deals in the business that you're in, everybody has a cousin that went to Morehouse and might be working for the government and says they're a lawyer, but they don't know how to negotiate points or to collect royalties or tell you to be a BMI or wherever. So I tell folks, look, until you get a lawyer, you're not ready to make money. And there's, of course, thousands of things to do, to going up the steps to have a great lawyer. And I think people get their steps confused. It's really a situation where it's going to take, you know, people want to be in a sprint, but it's a marathon. So you got to plan and grow over time. You can't be impatient.
You can't. And I see so many people out there, whether it's artists or anybody else, I see a lot of people that do want to rush, and they'll be like, you'll talk to them or you know, or you hear people talking, and you just want to say, it's not a rush. And they will say they're not rushing, but really and truly, in your head, you're rushing.
Yeah, it comes fast and it leaves fast. And most of the time, you never attain it because you're not prepared to walk through the door when it's your time. And have everything ready or the right people in your inner circle, you know. And it's about building a team and trust. Now more than ever, a lot of folks should sort of unite, you know, talent in terms of, you know, having the right thing with the publicist or blah, 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 so you can grow together, man. It's hard doing it on your own these days because nobody has deep pockets or they don't have the energy or the time to make it happen. And I tell folks, you got to have a real grind. You got to have a 9-to-5. You know, when I hear somebody, you know, yo, I'm in this full time. You go, I'm in this full time. Well, if it's full time and you're making no dollars, your time is going to be short. You know, people get tired of that, man. But, you know, that's another story.
That's real. That is real. For everybody that's listening in right now, you're listening to the Nikki Rich Show, and we are live with Paul Porter of Industry Ears. Industry Ears, tell us a little bit about Industry Ears and, like, how you even got started.
Well, you know, for me, personally, I got a long story. I started, you know, when I went to college, I was, you know, I started DJing to make some money, spinning records, college radio station, turned into one thing, and we used to play. I went to school up in Boston. Our college radio station got real popular. I was a popular DJ. Got started, folks like Wendy Williams. I became program director in college. Wendy Williams went to my school. She was somebody that started other people with radio around the country. And I branched out. A guy named Donnie Simpson hired me in D.C. and NBC, and I did the radio thing. Then I got involved with music videos when they first started. I got to host at BET, and then I became music consultant. Then I became program director, and then I left there and did, you know, AOL Music. Then I started Quincy Jones Network. Just different chances and different times and experiences, and seeing how the music industry has grown and where the weakness and strength are, and to see who the folks that are around. A lot of cats come up quick and burn out quick. And the thing is longevity, you know. And I know if you're 20-something years old, you're not thinking about being 40 in a business, but you really have to think of what's going to give you longevity, because the reality is for every, I call them Pastor Diddy and, you know, Father Jay-Z, everybody looks at their pockets, but they don't understand that, you know, they're one in a million. And there's a reason why you see the same, you know, you see maybe one or two faces a year, man. This industry is controlled on the major level. You know, payola, like, dominates. And the big three companies, you know, there's a reason why everybody's on Cash Money, because they make certain records on Maybach. There's just a handful of people. And you know, there's indies out there that can be successful, and people can have good careers. Somebody like Yo Gotti could be working for the next 10, 15 years because he built up his show and a fan base, but doesn't have hit records. But he can take care of his family. But people don't think of that target. Everybody says, yo, man, I'm like Drake, man. I'm like Drake. Well, guess what? There's one Drake. There's not going to be two. You know, so everybody has to think differently and, you know, stop following that blueprint that everybody thinks, yo, I'm going to have a hot mixtape, I'm going to get buzzed on the street, I'm going to build my fan base, and then I'm going to get signed. It don't happen like that. It happens like that every blue moon, but I've seen plenty of talented people, but they're never prepared. And, you know, all the majors now are offering 360 deals. And how do you, you know, build your sound and build it into a brand and visual and thinking commercials and all the other things? You mentioned ESPN. ESPN is a network that accepts music from artists that are little known. Mm-hmm. They might do something gratis first, which means free. They'll play your music, you know, put your website up, your name. You might get 15-second bumps on all the sports centers, but then they'll call you back and say, you know, I got an artist, CPO. If you go to CPOmusic.com, you know, started him on ESPN doing something free. We did a video, got Rosa Acosta to do a cameo, $1,500. I mean, she did a whole video, $1,500, got picked up, got on BET. Well, ESPN played it. Then that led to a licensing deal for the whole college basketball season on five different leagues, which meant it played over 25 channels on local, you know, like the Big East, Big Ten networks. So it got played on ESPN and Madison Square Garden Network and other local networks. Okay, that's a nice-sized check if you wait till the end of the year when you get your royalties, but those are ways to create income that folks don't think about. They're always thinking about, yo, I'm going to do this, then I'm going to, you know, just because you're on iTunes, man, it really don't mean nothing if nobody's down. Look, I think the percentage is something like 97% of all releases sell less than 1,000 units. You know, people say they're in the game, but they're really not in the game because they're not selling. If you're giving everything away, and this whole mentality of free this and free that has killed the music game in general. You know, because when somebody sends me a free download, I'm not checking unless somebody else tells me about it. I leave that to Nikki Rich.
That is good.
Yeah, I'm too old to be tortured like that because I know you hear some doo-doo all the time.
We hear some challenging music.
Yeah, well, you call it challenging. We went from, you know, in the early days of hip-hop, we went from lyricist to the lyrically challenged. And, I mean, there's some stuff out there. But people see the bar that's in the commercial world, and they go, I can do that. But they don't understand why they hear it, because tons of money is spent by major labels, you know, paying for these things to happen. You know, you're right. You're as talented as some of the people you might see and hear, but it's the business plan and the capital and the funding behind it that gets it to that next level.
And there's so many artists out here, so many that is just pretty much giving their music away. They are looking forward. Oh, we're releasing 5 mixtapes. We're releasing 10 mixtapes this year, and they all free, all of them free.
Yeah,
and
well,
still don't have a fan base.
I have a rule. If you've released, you know, say 50 tracks, and you haven't made, you know, $100 per song, then you losing. You know, if you've released 10 mixtapes. I mean, 10 tracks on your mixtape, I bet the average person hasn't made $100 off of the 10 downloads or the 100 downloads or whatever. So there has to be a plan. There has to be a plan to create exposure in the revenue. And 99.9% of the people that are dropping free mixtapes, they don't know what the next plan is. You can ask them that, what's next? You know, they don't know what's next. They're not thinking about what's next. They're hoping somebody knocks on their door and says, yo, I want to be, Pharrell calls you or something like that. And that's not a plan. That's a hope.
That's real. That is real right there because there's so many out there. And even just listening today, I was listening to my past shows and just listening to other artists as they call in to other mainstream artists and asking, well, you know, can I get my music to you, to another artist, you know, on just, I guess, seeing what the artist can do. I mean, it's nothing wrong with collaborations and things like that, but it's just hearing, you know, because this person mainstream, they're saying, can I get my music to you?
Yeah. Well, look, if you value my opinion, pay for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying going broke, but everybody wants to send me something to listen to. Me listening to your music is a waste of time if there's no plan after it. You're not going to frustrate me. That was the early part of my career where I would hear great music and then deal with dumb personalities. I call it the blue sky theory. That you hear something and it's got potential. Well, it really don't have no potential if it doesn't have a plan or it doesn't have backing to go to the next level. Nobody can do anything for you for free. Nobody can turn you into, and it happens one in a gazillion. I can walk into top CEOs at labels and, you know, I've known Sylvia Rohn for 30 years and have a meeting with her and blah, blah. But, you know, that's still one in a zillion. You got to learn how to build up stuff.
That is so true. That is so true. I see we got some callers on the line. I want to go to the phone lines. You got time to take any callers?
Sure.
All right. We're going to go to 302-287. You are on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Dupree Chamier, founder of Social Therapy Magazine. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
That's good. I just wanted to salute Paul Porter. Just wanted to, you know, give him a shout out. And I was listening, and everything he was saying was 100%. You know, I'm learning from everything he was saying tonight. So, you know, it's important to know the industry that you're getting yourself into, and value your talent and your creativity, and not to just give it away. And you know, you're in this industry to, you know, further your career, make money, and be successful, not to just give your material away. And just like you said before, there's just a lot of artists out there that you know, use the PIF, and, you know, just need to really invest in themselves and not really,
and do the research. There's a lot of stuff
right.
You can read and pick up and acquire and just off of Twitter. And so, look, if you go down my timeline of Industry Ears or Rap Rehab, there's great articles, there's great tips on raprehab.com, and there's other places where you can learn some stuff and start applying this energy in different places, even if you're flat broke. You can be flat broke, but there's no reason to be misinformed. You know, that's just being lazy. If you're misinformed and don't know what you're shooting for, then you're out here hoping. So, you know, strength to you, brother.
That's true. I agree with you. You know, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, Nikki.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much. All right. I see we got 609-609. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's going on? It's Boy Major.
Hey, Major. How you doing?
Not much. Just finished handling some paperwork. But I heard Paul coming in with that good message. I had to tune in.
We appreciate it.
What's going
on? The paper chase takes paperwork.
Yeah, you already know. I see you.
Yeah,
I had to tune in.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody thinks it takes paperwork or reading a hard time, but anybody will tell you that if you're not doing the paperwork, you're in trouble. If you're not chasing and reading, you're not smart enough, or you're handing your career or the chances of you making it into somebody else's hands. And I'm not saying everybody has to have a master's degree or a PhD, but you got to have some knowledge, and there's got to be more than in the studio.
Exactly.
That's real.
I was saying the same thing earlier to one of my artists that I'm working with, and I was just basically telling him, like, try to get into the business side of things and build that relationships. I heard you say something about relationships.
Yeah.
And that plays a big
man,
part of,
saves you so much
part
time.
Of the industry nowadays.
Oh, look, man, everything these days is a cosign from a cosign to a cosign. And, yeah, everybody talks about indies, and I love indies, and I love for people to put it together, but most indies are broke. The labels are broke. You know, so
you gotta be on it. You just gotta grind it out, pretty much. To me, you just gotta work.
You gotta make the right steps and save yourself time and money. You know, otherwise, cats be. You know, I know a lot of cats that are 10 years in the game and it still ain't broke ice.
Mhm.
Still not even close, but they don't get it because they're not talking to anybody. They talking to the same five people they grew up with or their cousin over here, and that's it. And they're just disconnected from reality.
That's real.
That's real talk. I mean, I tell everybody like that I come in contact with, man. One thing I target on is building relationships, because I'd rather sell myself before I sell my product. But I'm saying, it's only one you. You got a million product out there. You got everybody trying to hand a mixtape and an album trying to put out. You know what I'm saying? So it's better to sell yourself than to sell your product.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody can respect your product.
Exactly. You know, if they don't know you to respect you, they ain't going to respect you at all.
Yeah, and they don't give you the time of day unless they get that cosign. Now, all of a sudden, if so-and-so says, somebody might look at it differently. Or if they hear you somewhere else or do something. Anyway, it's a growing and a building game.
It is. It is. And the growing is where you need to have your business in order. Your legal, your copyrights, all.
Yeah,
everything
and a vision to earn money. You know, everybody, I know plenty of people that register their songs. They do that side right, but that's where it ends. You know, it ends with email and tweets. And that ain't going to work. I wish I could tweet my bills. But you can't pay bills with tweets.
No, you can't. You can't. And some people think, you know, the first thing they say is, oh, I'm trying to get X amount of followers. Or how you get. They're so worried about followers, but they're not realizing.
But that's a small mind. That's a small mind. That's, you know, the followers, yeah, that seems nice. But if, you know, there's a kid out of Louisiana that I deal with the manager, and it's got like 9 million YouTube views. But guess what? He ain't made a dime. He has some stuff locked in. He's giving out free, and now he's trying to book shows. Well, guess what? You know, but they don't have a connection to do that, so they can't turn it into anything else. He doesn't sell anything online. You know, I don't care if it's a $2 app. They don't do anything. So there's different ways to make money.
And that's basically going back into the business side of it, too. I mean, it's simple, just holler at Harry Fox. I mean, because my lawyer was telling me something about that with the YouTube. You get a certain amount of views. I think over a million views, I think you're able to start receiving revenue.
Yeah, but the money is like $2.50.
Yeah.
It's like nothing. But, you know, there's other ways to do things. And people are always 10 steps behind. You know, people are worried about that PIF download and followers. Yo, that's like 5 years ago. Now there's so many fake ways to build all those numbers. Nobody believes those numbers anyway.
Exactly.
And you just said the word because it's so many people out here. I mean, if you look or have watched the DJ research, half of Facebook is, or it's a percentage I'm not exactly.
Yeah, inactive.
It's inactive. And half of it is inactive, and they're working now to delete all those inactive pages.
And then the other thing is how many people, if you got, 10,000 people, how many people really are reading your tweets? You know,
exactly.
At one time you might get 100 of them. So what's that doing, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you can tell. And you got to follow numbers, too, and track and find out. And once you can convert your brand into numbers and show people that it's worth something, then they can start basing things on that. Just like you get 100,000 people to listen to your show, that means something. And there's tons of online radio shows and blogs, but if they're all getting 30 people, then okay, now you're up. Now you got 250 people globally. Wow. What's that going to do?
Exactly. That's real.
Definitely.
That is real.
The way the industry is now, like, they want you to step outside. They want you to, like, they want to see you put in work. Like, it really don't even matter about vision anymore. I mean, they really want some numbers. Like you said, it's all about numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And it's about real numbers because I'm going to tell you, I have teamed up with some brands, some organizations, and a lot of people say, oh, how do you have these guests on? How do you have these people on? I don't just have, it's word of mouth, but it's not
as easy as you think it is, because it's due to word of mouth, and people do their research on me. You know, even before they come on the show, they do their work research. And the thing about it is people check every single thing. I mean, I've actually had people and brands to tell me what they have checked on, you know, in regards to Nicki Rich show, because I asked. I wanted to know. And when I say they did a thorough check from the background to, you know, to who is actually following me, to who is actually following me, to just ensure that my fan base was real.
Exactly.
They do a thorough, and that's when you come in contact with the people that I would say, you know, those industry tastemakers, those people who are, you're trying to build and grow with the ones you need to come in contact with. And that's the difference, because people don't want you to hurt their brand. You know, they're going to do a thorough check, find out your credentials and, you know, just your references, and they ask for every single thing, you know. So they're going to make sure that you are a good fit for them, just as I would do the same.
Indeed.
So, I mean, when you come across things like that, that's when you be like, ding, 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 you know, why would I even try to buy followers? Why would I try to buy people that's going to raise my Instagram? Why would I try to get my following up for, I mean, for Facebook, adding on Facebook?
And it looks
stupid
because you got a lot of eggs following you. You got people over in other countries that don't even tweet. They only have no tweets.
Yeah.
Like you have one follower and you following a million people, but ain't nobody following you. So that tell me right there that you're following somebody that you paid for.
So who is listening to your music, your videos, when you tweet this stuff out? Who is it going to? Bots.
Nobody. Nobody.
Spammers.
Spammers.
So you're really cheating yourself. You're really cheating. And then when you go to these concerts where you're performing, oh, I got a performance. Okay, so I got 50,000 followers, and only me and my friend is here to watch me perform.
You know what amazed me, though, Nicki?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm good friends with Walker. Like, Walker hit me up and tell me he trying to reach a million followers. And I see an unsigned artist that ain't doing no shows, got booking contact information and things like that. And y'all got a million followers. Like, it's funny to me. It's real funny.
Exactly. Well, we're just so excited that Paul Porter is here tonight, and we just thank you. You know, you sharing the knowledge. I mean, you have it here. And to all those artists that's tuned in now, call in. You know, you got questions, call in. And call in at 323-580-5749, because if you want to know more or you have any questions, it's important. The time is now to ask any questions. I know sometimes we get to where you feel sometimes like you're scared to ask a question, and it's important. It's important to ask questions, because you will never know if you don't. And I know I like to ask questions in regards to things, because, you know, even on the you know, copyright side and stuff like that, I see a lot of people saying, oh, I'm registered, but don't know what to do with being registered. I'm registered with BMI. Okay, so how is BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC helping you in regards to your registration? How are they helping you, you know?
Yep, you got that right.
I mean, you going to shows, right, and what are you doing? Are you getting paid shows, or are you just showing up? I mean, did you see how these organizations can help you in the process of getting paid shows or getting money or whatever.
People are paying to go on shows. That's
mm-hmm.
the other game now, that people pay to get exposure and they're normally doing it in the wrong places too, but, you know, are paying to be on, you know, Akon's website to see their song track, or, you know, some of the basics. People don't even have their own websites. They don't even own their own traffic.
Exactly.
I get nervous when I see folks with a Reverb Nation and they're saying their song's number one in this category. What does that mean? You know, so I don't even think a lot of folks know what they're trying to sell or how they're trying to impress people or brand their stuff. And that's some of the knowledge that you can seek out by reading. On raprehab.com, I got a section called Brain Food and Do It Yourself. And it's stuff to get your mind thinking. You gotta feed your mind in the music game like you do your stomach. You know, if you're not learning stuff every day, and you're not growing, and you're not putting good stuff in your mental part of your business plan, then you're losing. If it's all about music, and you're not a hit song producer, then, you know, nobody's going to hear that catalog of 75 songs or those 75 recordings. And, you know, you got to spend more time outside the studio on a budget to market yourself, or at least get in the face of people and start getting to learn and meet people. So it pays off.
It does. It does. It really pays off. But, I mean, you just really have to get out here. And to me, you just got to put some footwork. People, like you said, think it's going to be easy getting on Twitter. And some don't even know how to work Twitter. Twitter has its own thing, you know, they have their way of making money. If you do your research and go to the policies and procedures, you will see, you know, they're thinking that we're really doing it now, we're on Twitter. But if you go check out those policies and procedures, you will see how they're making their money off of you and your tweets and everything else. So, you know, it's important that you really, really and truly do your research, because you just do not know. Even with Facebook, you know, as I was doing my research, I see, you know, everybody saying, like my page, every click. I forgot the lady name, but this one of the ladies in the part of the program, she gets a ton of money, you know, for all those likes on that page, on them pages. Everybody's saying, like, you just want people just to like your page, and that's it. When they like your page, are you putting your song up saying, check this out, you can purchase this? No, you just saying, like my page all day long.
Yep, okay.
You're not even using that page for, you know, for traffic or getting the word out about who you are. You're just saying, like my page and going back to Twitter, you know. And that's just how it is. It's crazy. But it's the truth.
It is the truth.
So what do you recommend or give any advice to the artists who are just now getting in the game and who want
some research. Do some research. Mm-hmm. Try to find out. You know, there's plenty of conferences and panels and things to do, but if you're not at the right place and spending your time, or can pay somebody, you know, $250 and sit down with an attorney or somebody on the music business side that can give you some basic ideas of formulating a plan. You know, you got to have a plan, and you got to be ready to spend money. You don't. You earn money by investing money. If you don't invest in yourself and you think you're going to have a free road to, you know, success, it ain't going to happen, or it's going to be some lightning striking. So I just tell young artists, try to get some people on your team or in your circle that are going to help you grow on the business side. You know, everybody's going to do the work with the music and find beats and beats and beats and beats, but beats with no business are just beats, you know. And if you can't make money and the idea out of all this, and I know some artists just love to do it for the fun. But I also try to get folks out of the game because it's just so watered down. It's defeating the purpose because you get free to death and download this forever. And you know, I mean, I'm so hesitant. I'm hesitant to retweet somebody's stuff that I don't know. Like Tyree sent me a direct message today with his new mixtape, and you know, okay, so we've had a relationship. I retweeted his link out, but I can't do that if I don't know who you are, or know you, or
exactly.
I'm not gonna take the time to listen to, you know, five songs. You know, maybe I'll listen to one. So be ready to give somebody one great song or one great video. So it's a process, and it all depends. There's, you know, everybody that I give advice to, it's all different. Folks are on different levels. But most people are so raw and so early in the game that they need, you know, like basic formatting just to say, where do you want to be in 3 or 4 years? It's not even close to being a success, and that's people with plenty of music already.
Now, how can artists or anybody in the industry go about setting up a consultation with you if they wanted to?
You can go on raprehab.com. There's a contact form. There's stuff on there that we do. There's my info. Send me a message or something like that. But, yeah, there's something on the Rap Rehab website. Or, you know, I try to hook people up with, you know, some people in some of the local markets where they are. And sometimes it's about knocking on doors or seeing people at panels and shaking a hand. And, like, I'm doing a panel at the Congressional Black Caucus, moderating a panel in D.C. on September 21st on copyrights with, you know, some top attorneys and old school cats like George Clinton and Chuck D talking about some of the business side. And there'll be a lot of people. Huh?
Yeah, but
you know, and there's certain ways I meet people in situations. I do a lot of college lectures. I do a lecture now called If You're Not at the Table, You'll Be on the Menu. And it's basically about taking ownership. If you're working for somebody else, they're trying to figure a way to phase you out. And if you're not taking ownership of your masters and copyrights and creating some revenue streams, you're in a bad situation. And luckily, I can be honest and tell the truth because my bills are paid, you know. As long as I get my taxes for my house and my I'm good, you know. I'm not like in a bad situation. So there's a lot of folks that'll sell their soul to make a dollar off you, but I'd rather build a relationship with somebody and hopefully get some of the real money in the long term. But you know, you can't expect everybody to do stuff. You know, everybody always says, let's build together. What are we building? What are you bringing to the table? What are you bringing? You know, bring something to the table, and then we can build. Just don't bring your songs.
Let's collab. Everybody
want to
collab.
well, that's just the way of saying I'm really trying to get in the game. And I'd rather you be humble enough to say, look, I'm looking for some guidance, some leadership. Tell me some stuff to read or some stuff to do so I'm not asking you these raw questions that I look at and go, I shake my head. I'm like, really? This is it? But, yeah, you can reach out to me. Just check the website. Do some reading on the website. And, you know, there's plenty of stories, and the old stuff is new stuff for everybody. You know, I tweet out old stories, and then normally short stuff because people don't have that hole on Twitter to me. People will read a page and that's it. People don't read articles, but you got to catch people by titles. If you catch them by titles, they'll click. You know, I look at analytics and see what stories click with people. and what people are, you know, checking on the website, and then I try to give information in those veins. So do your homework, that's all.
That's right. And they also can donate to Rap Rehab as well.
Oh, man. People don't donate. That shit's funny. Excuse me, but, you know. Yeah, well, whoever donates, I call them up. I build real relationships with them, man. I can count the people that donate, and it's always, I got a friend, Byron Hurt. He did a documentary called Beyond Beats and Rhymes, and he's got a new movie, Soul Food Junkie. But Beyond Beats and Rhymes is probably the best hip-hop documentary I've seen. And Byron was the first one who donated on the website. He didn't say anything, and I got an email, and I was like, but that brother's seen how the process has been over the years, because it took him, you know, like 5 years to do his first documentary. But he won in the film festival in Cannes, and, you know, he got on PBS, and now he's built a career, but it's taken time. So he respects, you know, information, and most people don't. Everybody wants something for free, but it's so funny how little things help. I was helping a guy out in California. I talked to him for like an hour on Skype, you know, and he said, man, let me take your address. I want to send you something, blah, 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 as thanks. You know, it took the brother 8 months, right? He just sent me, this is like about 2 months ago, he sent me a $50 gift card saying, yo, man, I've been working hard saving my money, but I appreciate your time. I know this is not much. But I said, damn, this is a quality brother. He soaked it up. He's getting his stuff together and took the time to write a note. And I remember little things like that where folks give back. And that's what you do, man. It's funny how you can build and, you know, build friendships and build your own brand and people can remember you.
Exactly. Well, I've been lucky to have some that donate. So it's been a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to say to you, too, I love the tab where you got do-it-yourself. I have learned a lot, you know, from going to do-it-yourself. You got so much information, and I know you get that hit up a lot because you have so much, you know, where you can, you know, show that everybody has a right, you know, to the public files or the radio stations, how
yeah,
they can earn money.
There's simple things that you can do. You know, it's funny, that thing about the radio station public files. Any commercial radio station, folks can walk into any city in the world, in the country, and if it's a commercial radio station, you can go in during business hours and say, I'd like to see your public files. So what a radio station has to do during business hours, they got to bring you to a computer where you look at public files where they have, you know, they give you sales information, they'll give you letters of complaints or commendation to the station, and you'll normally meet somebody from program will come out and say, why are you looking at, you know, our public files? Well, you just say you're doing some research, and I've had people go into markets and build relationships with people in the station. This on something simple as that. But that's a right that you have that people don't know. You know, you're not going to talk to a music director. You're not going to get to the mix show DJ, but all of a sudden if you're there, you know, 2 days a week going through public files, then somebody says, man, let me talk to this brother and see what he really wants. You know, so there's little ways to do things. And I try to share experiences over the years that I know that work and that, a lot of times it's simple, but if you got crazy money, then I can help you too. But I know most of us don't.
And you even got contracts, things about it's so much information that I just want to recommend everybody to go to raprehab.com. Everybody, I mean, you will learn.
Yeah, but you get what you negotiate. You know,
yeah.
Artists always complain and always, you know, but it's real simple. But they sign their lives away on a hope and a dream. You know, there's a cat, Chucky Thompson, man, and I know from D.C. from back in the day, and Chucky wrote a lot of the Bad Boy records back in the beginning, the Craig Mack Flavor in Your Ear and different
uh-huh.
stuff. But he signed his publishing over. You know, Puffy signed it. He gave him $250,000 up front. He wrote on records that sold over 13 million copies, but he never got a royalty check. But you get what you negotiate, you know. And at the time, $250,000 seemed like a lot of money, and it was. But he's back
it's
in his pot.
Now.
Yeah, that money goes real quick. And at least when you get it, if you spend it wisely, you know, and more importantly, like I said, step one, if you're ever in a situation to get money, get a great attorney and do your research. And I mean attorney that does deals, you know. So, and that's what I try to guide people to, good attorneys, good publicists, good PR, good promotion people. Getting, you know, paying $10,000 to get on 6 mix shows 4 times a week, that's fool's money, you know, that really is to me. And there's this different avenue. Some people, you know, you can get a great, I got a guy who does great music videos. I mean, great. They look like $60,000 to $100,000 videos, and he costs $3,000. But if you don't have $3,000 or $5,000 to do a great music video, or if you spend $5,000 or $10,000 with the wrong person and your storyboard's boring and it looks like doo-doo and it's not ready to go to Music Choice or Fuse or MTV2 where you can spend $3,000 and get on these networks through a video promotion person to start something on a national level, then you're not ready. You just got a hobby, so you got to figure that out and stop spending money on your car rims and your wheels or those bottles at the club and start saving it and reinvesting in yourself.
And we already know where that goes, like you said, in the clubs and. You know, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, well,
that's
you can't, and I deal in reality. You know, in your head you're saying one thing, but in reality you're not preparing for a career. You're just,
mm-hmm.
and the music business is the easiest thing to fake. It's the easiest thing to say you're into. You know, I'm part of, you know, TriStar Entertainment, or we've been on World Star Hip Hop. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's like when people arrive.
I'm trying to get on WorldStar. We're trying to get on there. So when you get on there, okay, what is happening? When you finally make it to WorldStar, what's going to happen? You know?
Nothing.
You got people that's still trying to get on 106 and Park. Oh, we trying to get on 106 and Park. We trying to get on this. We trying to get on that, you know? And I've seen people go there. I've seen them win. And guess what happened? They go right back there. They win again. Then what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting that team and that plan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you got to have a plan in place. It's important. And you can't do nothing without it. You cannot move forward without having that and a budget, a lawyer, accountant, and so forth. You know, like you say, you just got to do your research on every single thing. It's very
and
important.
Well, most of all, if folks start doing the reading and the understanding of what's needed, then that's going to help. Then they'll know that they're years away instead of weeks away or months away. And that's what I try to share with some reality with some people. You know, slow your roll, bro. You know, build up that base and the plan. Or, you know, team up with somebody. You know, stop hating on your neighbor or somebody
mm-hmm.
else across town and maybe team up and work some stuff together. because half the time people tell you they have a fan base and they can't even control their own backyard. They don't have no real fan base.
They do not. Well, we just so excited that you came on tonight, and we need to do a part two, Paul.
Okay. Hey, just let me know. I'm around. Yes. I like to share the stuff. But, yeah, mm-hmm. Well, hey, make sure your listeners follow me at Industry Ears or at Rap Rehab, and thanks for giving the site a plug, and we'll be in touch, and we'll do it again soon.
Most definitely, and if anybody needs to go and, you know, check it out, go to raprehab.com and follow on Twitter. And you got a Facebook?
Yeah, there's Facebook pages, facebook.com, Rap Rehab. Yeah, there's a Facebook page. And you can just scroll through the timeline. A lot of the good stuff is posted on there. Like I said, mm-hmm. there's no excuse not to be informed, you know, and know what you're talking about and to start understanding some of these things, because a lot of the time people don't even have a knowledge. Like there's a article up that everybody reads, over 40 ways for artists to make money. And, you know, everybody thinks it like free, but there's mm-hmm. tons of ways to make money in the music industry, and sometimes you got to go through another door and come back the other way. So, mm-hmm. there's other ways to do it. So thanks for giving me some time on your show, and just let me know. We'll do it again.
Yes, and we will be contacting you most definitely, and we just thank you for your knowledge that you share with us tonight, and I'm so glad so many people are listening in tonight because they need to hear this. It's that knowledge you just want to, like, I'm going to go back and just listen to the show over and take my notes myself, because it is so important to know. You have to, you know, do your research.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Everybody, you were just listening to Music Export, founder of Rap Rehab, none other than Paul Porter just came through, and he gave us the business tonight. And everybody, go if you want to go and check out this episode, all you have to do is go back to iTunes. You can download it. You also can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. You can go there and check out this episode of tonight. And right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
This is Dan Brown, the barber, representing BarberLight.com, that Team Exotics Exodus Barbershop. Get a cut. And I'm letting you know, you got to listen to my girl, Nikki Rich, on the Nikki Rich Show. You never know who you might hear.
The Nikki Rich Show as well.
Yeah. So we're going to do it just like this. This is your boy, Rampage, representing the Universal Flip Mode Squad. CEO of Deep Freeze Entertainment. You're now rocking with the best, with the number one show across the globe, the Nikki Rich Show. And if you're hating on my girl, fix your face.
Nikki Rich Show. So you never know what to expect. You got Method Man on the phone. He said, what's good? We running around. You hear the liveness, but it's real. And that's what happens on the Nikki Rich Show. So I'm glad that I was a part of it, Nikki Rich. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, people who love music, you are now tuned in to the fabulous, most elegant lady on the planet, Miss Nikki Rich. Yo, Nikki Rich, let's get it on, baby. This red man in the building. Yo, Mac, what's good? I got that dollar, nigga. We on the Nikki Rich Show. Let's just see what he represents. I'm here. I'm glad I got my interview in. I'm in Killer Cali right now. The sun is blazing. It's nice and hot. Ski. But, and you're Nikki Rich, you're the bomb, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On Beatmaker, the hitmaker.
Carolina boys.
Yeah. hardcore, and let's toast, cause we grinding while these other rappers hoping. And praying, we swallow our drink and start choking, cause to see us on top of how they precious hard, bro. They stay fresh, stay clean, and all white like Air Force, and shake the haters off with. I'ma get it. Take it home and split it. With my whole squad, we all shine and stay fit. Black Gucci shades, rock star like Jimi Hendrix. Hit the stage and kill a beast, spitting nothing but this pimping. Swag on 100, thank not, then you tripping. Young boy, and I ain't even start talking chicken. My flow tight now, so I don't worry about the kitchen. Tell my folks, break now, I'm bringing hip hop back to me.
New music order. We get money anywhere we can. Used to eat now. Keep that cat in my mind with every lie, that's my bad. Still, living life with these questions. All I can say, I get more money when I learn the lesson. Another beat to break, another point to make. The only thing that gives me a lot of fuel is hate. A lot of dudes that they like screwed up. All I can tell them is keep hoping, don't give up. Hard times don't last, plus you get your own pass. Get through it, try to make another plan.
Make your bounce, 24 kicks in the fridge, Patron in the freezer. Got to make the world brilliant.
Know that I am the fucking CEO of McCutcheon Productions.
Well, we're gonna get to some more hotness music. That was, as you heard it, the CEO of McCutcheon Productions. That was Do Sal. Watch me too. Right now, we're gonna get into some more hotness music. And yes, we have ETC.
Remember, the first rule of brainstorming is to openly mock the opinions of others.
Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane.
Rain.
My residence evil, yeah, need rain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning.
Yeah.
But none set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming.
Oh yes, this chick look, it smell fresh. Try to see what that feel like, she saying it's the best. Told me she ain't that spill type, but love making the mess.
Come on.
In my mind like it feel right, she's scratching up my chest. But just a thought in mind,
yeah.
I'm just brainstorming,
yeah.
Grab her waist and hit it, tell her that she paying for it. I got her tongue tied, doing backflips. Run, shiver, me style, yeah, I'm on my acting. Get on that mattress quick, money gon' do its thing. After it's over, she screaming when we go, creep again. Tell her we gon' meet up, leave them panties at home. And keep it on the hush, baby, cause nothing's set in stone.
Pretty showers, pouring on my window pane.
Rain.
My residence evil, yeah, need rain.
Rain.
Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning.
Yeah.
None set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm, just brainstorming. None in stone,
none in stone.
T-Max back. Brainstorm, I, the brainstorm guy. I spit the game too fly. She love the games I try. She told me when she seen me on the tube, she damn near cried. I told her we was warming up, we barely damn near tried. Don't forget it was live. You see the look in my eyes? Behind the shades of killer look. Maybe a crook in disguise, but I ain't neither one of those. See, it just be coming on stages. Why act like wild bears in these cages? But I think I'm just releasing my rages. I don't know, maybe it's just my brain so outrageous. I just gotta show you know I wish you well.
Well,
I hope this don't offend you, but in one day they made me the visual for Virginia. What's up?
Pretty showers pouring on my window pane.
Rain.
My residence evil, yeah, need rain.
Rain.
Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning.
Yeah.
None set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect storm, just brainstorming.
Brainstorming.
None in stone,
none in stone.
Brainstorming.
Brainstorming.
What a perfect storm,
perfect storm. The perfect storm, yeah, she coming down. Nothing set of stone, so you know when I'm around. We brainstorming, yeah, we get it in. She coming down so hard, she go and tell all her friends. We brainstorming too, that's that quiet storm. They keep it on the low, cause they know when I perform. The forecast call for flash floods there. Next thing I know, it's water everywhere. Like a Johnny Pump, when she back it up and dump. Couple rounds with her, leave it straight slump. We don't do the titles, we just keep it G with us. And every time we brainstorm, she coming down hard.
Pretty shout, pouring on my window pane. My residence evil, yeah, need brain. Hurricane in the sack, that's a fair warning. None set in stone, we just brainstorming. What a perfect song, brainstorming. None in stone, just brainstorming. What a perfect song, brainstorming. None in stone, we just brainstorming.
Fourth quarter Kobe, Spaz Town.
Law, please have mercy on me. I know it's them, but it's angels rain. It's kissing Hershey on me. And she know I'm about that money. Shout like dirt and homie. Savage sick appetite, I hope she hungry. Layers of caramel slowly winding down her frame. Sweetest aromas got me going, going insane. Purple clouds, purple lightning, and purple rain. The storm's brewing, and she just wanna rack my brain. Creeping out my yellow brick.
Y-E-A.
Yeah, it's your boy Jake the Lyric.
With it, I'm a pro with it. Flow so prolific, you don't need a man for nothing, cause you
a go-getter. Intelligent, beautiful black woman. That's why I'm trying to handcuff that woman. Trying to put a mini-me in her stuff.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she hitting all that stuff in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach out and grab it.
Yeah, got on my aviator shade, gold frame black. Lens said it look just like the tinted windows on the black. Then, just soon as I hit the club, my mama was looking at me, so I took my shade, so shawty, I'm looking at me, and I'm feeling manic. I'm trying to hit the dance floor with a chick that got a coat by the shape frame and a fat. I'm talking like, meet me at the bar, baby girl, I buy anything. You with a real nigga bartender, keep the change. My name ran south, so I wanna see you with your pants off. And it ain't no use in lying, I'm f***ing, I think you fine. I'm trying to crash tonight, so don't start acting like you won't give me no tonight, quit playing. Look,
I can't understand it. How the hell she fitting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Now
ooh,
let me see ya.
Back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh,
now
back
I'ma
it.
Just tell her.
Alright, she popping like a soda. Booty doing gymnastics the way she bend it over. Her floor exercise got me wanting to turn groper. If I was a caveman, I'd just tag her and rope her. But we sophisticated, so I tap her on her shoulder. And she knew what it is for, and she came over. A dog to these, they just call me Red Rover. And yeah, you know the rest is now, she's shirtless on the sofa. Kicking off them loafers, hot, sufficient though. Sit up like some missus, yo. I'm trying to hit it, then she tripping, disappearing like she missed a coat. Damn the way that she shake her. When you see her shaking fast, look back and watch yourself.
Look, I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it. Ooh, ooh, back it.
Now let me see ya.
I'ma make it rain, you just gotta make it worth it. You gon' let me cut, I'ma be a surgeon. He shopping, I'm splurging, swerving in a surgeon. She lit like Madonna, but ain't dancing like no virgin. Diamonds in my chain, looking like some frozen service. She tryna get deep, but I just wanna scratch the surface. But that said, I'm a murder. I tell you the truth, but girl, I ain't no preacher. And now I wanna buy you, I just wanna lease you. Cause you the Mona Lisa, do anything to please you. Don't leave your girl around me, I swipe her like a
Look,
Visa.
I can't understand it. How the hell she putting all that soft in them panties? Jeans must be painted, cause they stretching like they spandex. On everything I love, I wanna reach right out and grab it. But I'ma just tell her, gone and back it.
Ooh, ooh, back it.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It is the Nikki Rich Show. That was Sauce. Back it up. We backing it up. And right now, we're going to get to some more music. I see we got some more callers on the line that we're going to bring in as well. We're going to get to some more hot new music. And we're going to get into Tech N9ne, Chris Calico, as well as Maczilla. And Cut Calhoun, the 86 boy. So if you missed that episode from last week when they came on and interviewed, you definitely got to check out the 816 boys. And I'm going to tell you, this song right here, it is a hot song. It's a hot song. It is Ariola.
816 boys, come on.
She told me to hit it and split it and get a bumper.
He's back.
Just a little softer. I'm the one that be driving them crazy out of their brains. To give me a peek of your areola out of your hand. Cause she got size on her. Look fantasize on her. Big old shake like she need fries on her. Wanna see her in your booster, yeah, swoop ya. See her in a group and say, hey,
Ariola.
Stick them out, don't know what I'm talking about. That circle round and skittle in the middle, you put in your mouth. But I love you, baby.
Hell no.
Titties, if they're big or small, that's what I'm talking about. That turn around and pull them out to brawl.
Ooh, Ariola. Now I'm thinking about the little bitty circles decorated all the women.
Yeah, we're done becoming those to go, big old juicy and firm breasticles. I got a big old G inside the box. You need your knees, you thought that I would let you know.
So what you want to, I can give you what you need. Just as long as you let me, suck and touch on those titties, baby.
I think that I am in love with what's with on these haters. 816 M-I-D-Dub, F-Y-I-N the future. Ooh, Ariola.
You know that it popped off of.
Sure.
Now I know she ready to get it knocked off. Kiss the Ariola and she say that it's gonna cost ya.
Sure.
I ain't giving up the money, you know that I'm a certified player and I'm something like a pimp.
Sure.
Ask your mama, she can tell you that Tekkenina's a bona fide layer. Get you walking with a limp.
Sure.
And you know I got toe over up. Tekkenina hit it and I swole over up. Never over dough for the over butt. Over yo, don't you know I'm a over nut.
Sure.
I made a song about your Ariola.
Sure.
Don't let your bra fall right off your shoulder.
Sure.
You ain't got no titties, baby, you better hold up.
What is an Ariola?
Is Ariola around here? Boy, my little made this fish. Boy, don't you don't pull your pizza.
Huh? Ooh, Ariola. Ooh, Ariola. Ooh, Ariola. That shirt came off his shoulder. Ooh, Ariola. Ooh, Ariola. Ooh, Ariola. That shirt came off, that bra came off it. Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, what's this boy? Grammy Award winner. Come on, come on.
Go pop out them Ariolas.
G-O-D-S, when I'm stressed, boy, if not enough pimping, know that. Too high, I ain't coming down. Don't see my dogs in the house. Welcome to the pound. You're kicking on hoes just to make a sound.
What?
But I was taught to keep it 10 toes to the ground. You can't turn off to a housewife.
Uh-huh.
I'm dreaming in the game. This is real life. Cash first, this last where I come from. But better know a woman smart, but she play dumb. And everything she do for attention. Only you a pimp, so you ask her permission. See, I tell her, bro, get in your position. And when she earn a dollar, she be giving me commission.
Check game.
Check game. And I ain't even pimping, but she recognize the guy. Homie, this is how I'm living.
Double trade.
Keep her hair and nails done like a goddess.
Yeah.
Tell a lie.
But a woman keep her honest. Double trade.
Got her nails done.
Check.
Got her hair fit.
Check.
See a spend some.
Check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off
what?
To a housewife.
No.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act right.
Check.
Got her nails done.
Check.
Got her hair fit.
Check.
See a spend some.
Check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off
what?
To a housewife. No. But long as the game tight, she gon' act right.
Gang.
Keep it true to the game. It's a cold world.
Yeah.
If it ain't got a ring on it, that ain't your girl.
Know that.
And she know what she can get away with. Sometimes you gotta check her, cause you know she like that rough shit. You buy cake, get it grilled. If you ain't down the ride, see her go and get the permit. That's word to my homies in the bay. She rolled up my and I took it to the bay. Nice frame, cute feet, all natural. Mine ain't too sweet and break though. I could tell honey down by the combo. Grind up a daily struggle with the motto. She know you a simp, son, very sideshow. But she a down there, shit, not a sideshow. Thick thighs, nice eyes, keep it all tight. Playing squares to the left, honey, alright. Got a nail done, got a hair fit, see a spin thumb, just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off
what?
To a housewife, no. But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Gang.
Got a nail done,
check.
Got a hair fit,
check.
See a spin thumb,
check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off
what?
To a housewife, no. But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Gang.
Problem is you tryna get a girl to change, but she's wearing rap, throwing salt on the game.
Get a mind,
and she know you a lame.
gang, be a soul, not told. Learn that from Tupac to show a dog in the knife. So I'm seeing that the honey got a mouthpiece. Know the pimpin' pay the rent if she sign a lease.
Swag.
Gotta keep it top notch when we stepping out.
So me pull the hair from the back, then I let it bounce.
Damn. Good girls are the ones who don't get caught. Cause she all about a dollar, but can't be bought. Hoss real niggas come around, she gon' let it flaw. Freaky lady call a nigga, she say you the boss. Don't pay attention to them suckers, cause they all hype, yeah. See you switching, baby girl, so it's on the night.
Go.
Got a nail done,
check.
Got a hell fit,
yeah.
Need a stencil, just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off to a housewife,
no.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right. Got a nail done,
check.
Got a hell fit,
yeah.
Need a stencil,
check.
Just to make a flip.
Check.
You can't turn off to a housewife,
no.
But long as the game tight, she gon' act
check.
Right.
Gang.
Follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's spelled M S
NIKKIRICH, and that's also my Instagram, as well as my Tumblr, MissNikkiRich.tumblr.com. And you can also catch me, you know, check me out on Facebook. It's also facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And that's TheNikkiRich. And if you feel free, if you want to do a consultation or want to learn more about The Nikki Rich Show, you can email us, TheNikkiRichShow@gmail.com, or hit us up via phone, 980-216-6717. Thank you guys so much for your love and support. And we, you know, we out.